Well, what if the church radically shifted their focus of her mission to making disciples one person at a time? And would that change the number of Catholics we see attending church each week? And would their faith be experienced more profoundly? Well, in his new book, One Disciple at a Time, How to Lead Others to Dynamic, Engaged, Life-Changing Faith, author Everett Fritz shares practical steps for transforming our approach to living our faith and sharing it with others. Everett is the founder and executive director of Andrew Ministries and has many years of experience in youth ministry. He's joining us today, too. Good morning, Everett. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me, Brenda.
Well, first, Everett, before we get to your book, tell me, what do you love about youth ministry? Because it is not a job for someone not willing to work hard and answer some tough questions.
Yeah, I think, well, young people, I like to say if you can minister to young people, you can minister to anybody, because they're a very difficult mission field. And I think that as a whole, the statistics show that we're losing young people like crazy in our church. And a big part of that is because we have failed to understand and to know them and to walk with them and to put together approaches that actually meet their needs. I'm a big advocate that the way we do youth ministry in the church is not working, that it's obsolete. I think youth groups have run their course. I think religious education classes are long obsolete. The approach that I advocate for is putting adult mentors in the lives of young people and having them work with a handful of young people over a long period of time in a small group dynamic, which is much the same way that Jesus did things.
Well, Everett, with so many people leaving the church, and especially you talk about our young people and the way we approach it, and then now we're coming out of the pandemic, many may never return. So how can this approach of one disciple at a time be a better way when there are so many that we need to reach?
Yeah, I do a lot of training of ministry professionals, and there was an exercise that I did with a group that I kind of stumbled upon. It just kind of came to me in the moment. I said, let's do an exercise where I said, I want you to imagine everything you do in ministry is now somebody else's responsibility. Your pastor comes to you, a new job description. He says, all those programs you run are now somebody else's job. So you have freedom now to do something different. And he's going to double your salary. So they communicate, this has tremendous value in terms of what I'm going to ask you to do. And so the new job description that you have is to make one lifelong follower of Jesus Christ. And there's a reason that there's a couple reasons I want them to do this. The first being that I want them to recognize that one saint, one lifelong follower, one person who is sold out for the gospel, who gives everything they have, has a much greater impact on the world than 1,000 mediocre Catholics. So we're not trying to simply communicate the faith, to pass on the messages, to make mediocre Catholics. We want to create great saints, like a John Paul II, a Mother Teresa, etc. So then I want somebody to think through, well, what does it actually take to make somebody and form somebody into that faith? And I want them to think through the steps of, like, if you were really only responsible for ministering to one person, how would you invite that person? Where would you meet with that person? What would you discuss? How would you dialogue? What are the conversations that you think would be most important to have? And I had them, these ministry professionals, do this exercise and really outline, well, what does it actually take? I was like, great, now take that. You just outlined what it actually takes to make a saint. And now compare it to what you're doing in ministry today. And in all likelihood, it looks entirely different. And I said, now you've just figured out what's wrong with your programs and your ministry. Mm-hmm. The way Jesus worked is he did not look out into the crowds and say, I need to convert the masses. In large part, his large group ministry was mostly a failure. At least in terms of the crowds eventually turned on him and had him killed. But the ones who became lifelong followers of his and took his message and spread it all over the world were the 12. And even among 12, he had three. And even among three, he focused in on one. And so there's something to the relationship between Jesus and Simon Peter that I really do believe that the divine plan for conquering the world and spreading the gospel to the entire world was to build on top of Peter. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And so if you really look at the way Jesus ministers to Peter and his relationship here and the fact that God's divine plan for conquering the world was, I'm going to focus in on Peter. And once I figure out how to make this simple fisherman into a great saint, I'll move from Peter to James and John, and then from there to the additional nine, making 12, and then from 12 to 72, and so on and so forth. And that's the impetus for good ministry, is that in order to really create large, effective, life-changing, and big impact ministries, we actually have to focus smaller in order to grow bigger.
To radically shift our focus to making disciples one person at a time? Well, obviously, that is not a new idea. Christ himself did that. You can learn more in Everett's new book, One Disciple at a Time. It is out by Ave Maria Press. Well, let's open up this book. Now, is this written, though, then for that parish staff or office of evangelization who are in charge of sharing the message and sharing the faith? Or can any group or even a person themselves find takeaway in your pages?
You know, when I started writing the book, I thought I was writing for the ministry professional. And honestly, the biggest question that I get in the consulting work that I do is from a small group leader that we're training. They ask, well, what do I actually do in the small group? And they're looking for me to hand them a program. And I'm like, no, I want you to learn how to actually minister to a person. And so I started writing it thinking like, oh, ministry professionals will take this and go hand it to their volunteers and hopefully have good discussions accordingly. But I got about a third of the way into the book in terms of writing it. And I realized, I was like, I'm not writing this for ministry professionals anymore. This is a calling of every Christian. The command of Jesus was to go and make disciples of all nations. And that's not something that our priests do or our nuns do or those who work for the church do. That's a calling to everyone. Mm. And in particular, the work of evangelization is more the work of the laity than it is the work of the priesthood. And so I realized, I was like, no, this is the call to action. By the time you get to the end of the book, the call to action is saying, like, every single Catholic should read this book, and every single Catholic should take the calling to heart. And if every single Catholic went and made one other disciple, we would multiply like rabbits. I mean, we would multiply rapidly. So the hope is that by the end of the book, or by the time I was done writing it, my hope was that everybody would read it and really take to heart the message and the calling and take seriously Jesus' command to go and make disciples.
Well, it is definitely a book that every staff person working at a church should read, your small group, your mom's group, well, and really every individual. It is One Disciple at a Time, How to Lead Others to Dynamic, Engaged, Life-Changing Faith. The author is Everett Fritz. Well, you can get a copy from Ave Maria Press. Everett, though, you are also the founder and executive director at Andrew Ministries. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so I founded Andrew Ministries in 2016. It was really on a prayer. Just felt as I, with anything in my life, when I get frustrated, I start to pray about it, and when I pray about it, I start to hear Jesus say, "Well, you go do it, go fix it."
That's usually how it works. Yep.
Yeah, so I think for me, I realized that there had been a pretty significant shift in youth culture over the course of the last several years. That the young people I was ministering to, they weren't becoming lifelong followers, even though they were participating in our dynamic programs. And I really started to question the youth group model. This was back in 2010, 2011. I started to question, is what I'm doing actually working? And I ended up flipping my model of youth ministry, doubling the size of it in a year's time. But more importantly, the young people we were working with, when we followed them long term, we found that they were sticking with their faith. And so the work of Andrew Ministries is that we exclusively coach a small group discipleship approach to youth ministry. I work with dioceses, with parishes, to basically throw out the models that aren't working and say, look, I want, rather than one big large group, I want 12 small groups. I want 20 small groups. I want these groups meeting for 4 to 5 years, walking with each other and really learning from the example of the rabbi, which is the adult mentors that we train.
Well, I encourage every youth minister listening to check out Andrew Ministries. Every parent who's trying to raise a faithful teenager should definitely look at the resources there too. Everett, I sure appreciate your time today. It's a great book. I encourage our listeners to definitely check it out. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it being on the show.
And again, that is Everett Fritz. The name of the book, One Disciple at a Time, How to Lead Others to Dynamic, Engaged, Life-Changing Faith. It is out by Ave Maria Press. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Ave Maria Press, purchase a book for yourself. I'll also include the link to Andrew Ministries, where you can read more about Everett and his programs for youth ministries. And you can find both of those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.